Okay, Rabbeisai. Today's daf is Samach Gimel. And we're starting from Samach Beis, Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Yomid where the Gemara begins. Tanya, Acheirim Oimrim, Hiktim Mulim La'arelim, Kosher. Arelim La'mulim is Posul. This is a brand new Mandiyama that we never had until now. Because as you recall, we had in the Mishnah that if a person had a machshava, a dibur, as he is shechting, that he is shechting for one of the excluded categories, what were those excluded categories? Those people that cannot eat for one of four reasons. Either because, on a practical level, factually they cannot eat because a person is 119 years old and he hasn't been eating a kezias of a solid now for years. He's been only drinking Ensur for the last 20 years, so he cannot eat a kezias of the Karban Pesach. Or you're talking about a chole, chas hashom, someone's in the ICU unit, and he cannot eat. Or three people, because for religious reasons, for legal reasons, they cannot eat. For instance, they are not menuyim. They are people that were not registered on the Karban. Or they happen to be arelim. Arelim means, chas hashom, someone whose brother passed away because of a bris milah, and the doctor said it's dangerous. Don't have a bris because cholila, something might happen. And therefore, they may be fine, wonderful, beautiful Jews, but unfortunately they are uncircumcised. And then you can have a person who chas v'shalom was tamei. He could be a member of the Chevra Kadisha, and he became tamei 2 or 3 days before Pesach. He's not going to become tohar until middle of Chol HaMoed, because you have to do shlishis, the hazua shlishi shvi. Anyway, if the person who shechting the Korban Pesach had an exclusive machshava for any one of those categories, those people that are non-oichlim, people that are areilim, people that are temeim, people that are not menuyim, we had an amishta, those that shechita is posel. The Korban Pesach is posel. You have to go and get a brand new Korban Pesach. However, the same mishta told us that if you mix together both ochlin and einam ochlin, for instance, you have on your list people that you have in mind, both arelim and mulim. Mulim means people that had a normal bris. Arelim means people that unfortunately did not have a bris. As long as it's a mixture of two categories, the good guys and the bad guys, in other words, the eaters and the non-eaters, then it's kosher, not a problem. What we have here in the Braisa is something novel that we didn't have until now. And that is Tanya Chirim Oimrim, or four lines from the bottom of Samach Beis Amid Beis, where the Braisa tells us Achirim, and Rashi points out on Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, that Achirim is typically a pseudonym or a reference to Reb Meir. The reason why Reb Meir got this interesting title is because at the end of Masechtas Hoyrius, it says that there was a shtickle rebellion against the Rish Bezin and the Nossi, the Av Bezin and the Nossi, and therefore Reb Meir got the title Achirim. Anyway, Ayin Shom. So what is Reb Meir Achirim? What do they say? Hiktim mulim la'arelim kosher. Arelim mulim is posel. If you're starting off with the Shochet, who made the, who had the machshava, if his machshava was initially, now every time we ask, what's the word machshava mean? Machshava means he had it in mind. And we pointed out the Rashi in Masechtas Menachos and Daf Beis Amid Beis, both Brother Shai and Barry read it out for us, that Rashi said very clearly that machshava by kodshim is referring to a dibur. And guess what? I found in today's blot and Daf Samach Gimel as well. If you want to just turn for a moment to Samach Gimel, if you look at the middle wide lines, on the sixth line there's a Rashi that begins V'hocha b'may askinan. If you skip a line, you'll see Rashi says at the end of that Rashi, which is now about 8 lines into the middle wide lines, towards the end of the line, Kol machshava dekodshim, Moitzi befevu. Whenever you see the word machshava, Rabbi said, don't even have another machshava. We are talking about a dibur, a person saying something. Okay, so we have the shoichet over here, and he is making a declaration. I am shechting this Korban Pesach. For whom? For two people, two categories of people. If he says mulim la'reilim, kosher. If he says areilim la'mulim, it's posel. Not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah did not distinguish between the order. Frek dimora, ma'ishna mul areilim de kosher de kula or la be'inan v'leko. What's the reason why mulin before areilim? You mix the two together, it's kosher, because the kula or la be'inan. What does it mean, the kula or la be'inan? Because the iser of the Korban Pesach that you're shechting, when does the Korban Pesach become posel? Only if it's exclusively, the word, when it says the kula orla, means that all of the individuals who are signed up, for whom we're having in mind this Korban Pesach, they're all areilim. What's the din? Then it's posel. So if you have a mixture, mulim v'areilim, it's kosher. If you start off with a reilim and you mix it up together with reilim and mulim, vaita, it should be kosher because it's not kula orla. The reason why the Gemara uses the expression of kula orla, because you remember we learned yesterday, 2 days ago in the blot, that it says in the pasuk v'chol orel layoichel boy, and the Gemara concluded v'chol means even a koldehu orla. Even if only some of the participants are areilim, it should be possible. Tamaloyim v'zoy zchukas haposach, that it's only possible if all of them are areilim. So bottom line is, according to Tanav, our Mishnah makes no difference between mulim first, areilim second, areilim first, mulim second. As long as you mix the two together, it is kosher. Yet this price it distinguishes between areilim first or mulim first. And from here until the Mishnah, we're going to have three possible pshatim in the Mishnah, not in the Mishnah, in the Braisa. The first two were going to be Docha, and then we're going to be left with the third pshat. So what are the three pshatim? First pshat is Lema Kasavri Achirim in Lashkita El Lebesoyth. Okay, Rava Di Amar Rava Dayin Hi Machloikis. Now what is this all about? As you know, there's a machloikis in Shas, whether in l'shchita el lebesoif, or yesh l'shchita metchila v'ad soif. Both of them hold that to have a proper kosher shchita, you have to shecht both simonim. Whether you have to shecht kuloi or ruboi, that's not our discussion today. You have to shecht both simonim. Both simonim means the kana and the veishit, both the windpipe and the food pipe. The question only is, more of a theoretical, legalistic type of question. When do you say that this behemoth is geshochten, that it's now fully slaughtered? Do you say that it's from the very beginning until the end? Let's assume that shechita takes 2 seconds, so from the beginning of the first second till the end of the second second, that's how long it takes to have a kosher shechita. And therefore, yeshna l'shechita metchila v'ad soif. Or do you say, no, that the shechita only really takes place at the very final cut, the final moment, at that final part, it's after 1.9 seconds, at the very end. All that you did until then, that was just preparatory. Those were hachanis, necessary hachanis. But that wasn't really the shechita. So you're wondering, what difference does it make? Bottom line is, you have to go and check both simonim. What's nafkimin is, if you're trying to passel this shechita, if the shechita, for instance, was for a korban, and you said something bad, you said a shaloi lishmoi, you did a shinui kodesh, a shinui balim, a pigle, any one of those things that could go and passel a korban. So if you did one of those things, when did you do it? Did you do it at the very beginning and you stopped? Or did you do it all the way at the end? So the Gemara says, l'choyre arachirim of our braisa hold, that the shechita takes place at that final moment. And ukidrava the Yomarava, Adayin hi machloikis. That even in this case, it still remains a machloikis. Well, what means even in this case? So you remember we've had already a number of times the machloikis, Reb Meir and Reb Yoisi. Reb Meir holds toughest lashon rishoin, and Reb Yoisi says, af bigmar devorav odom nitfas, which means effectively not only Tofes Loshen Rishon, but also Tofes Loshen Achrei. Where is their machlokes? Their machlokes is not in our case. Their machlokes is in the famous case of a person who has three animals. And one animal is an oila, the other animal is a is a shlomim, and then he has an animal which is a chulin animal. And he looks at the chulin animal, and he says, you chulin animal, I want you to be instead of the oila, I want you to be a tmuras oila. Tmura literally means a substitute. I want you to be a substitute for the oila. And presumably the person wants to make a switch from the original oila to this new behemoth. And as we know, he's only halfway successful, because the Torah says you're not allowed to do a tmura, lo yomir, but if you do it, vayahu usmurasoi yeh kodesh, which means the old oila remains a carbon oila, and instead of adding a substitute or switching with a substitute, you just now have two oilas, the original oila and the new oila. And what happens if the person says, Tmura shlamim, I want this chulin animal to be instead of that shlamim? Again, we'll have two shlamim. What happens if the person says both? He says, I want this to be a tmuras oila and a tmura shlamim. Now we have a machlekes. L'chayr, the two statements are soser, they're contradictory. You cannot have an animal that's both an oila and a shlamim. An oila is kula kolal on the mizbech. A shlamim you eat. An oila you have to go and shecht in the tzof inside of the azara. The shlamim you can go and shecht anywhere in the azara. And you have different numbers of the, in terms of these rikais. And this is kachi kudishim, this is kachim kalim, so on and so forth. So bottom line is, many, many differences. So how can you have one behemoth be both? So therefore Rav Meir says, you know what? Tofes lashon rishon, it only has the status of an oila, and that the person said tmura shlamim, those are devarim betelim umevutalin lo sharirin v'lo kayamin, worthless, ridiculous, nonsensical chatter which has absolutely no significance whatsoever. That's tofes lashon rishon. Says Rabbi Yossi, no, it gets the kedusha of an oila and a shlamim. And you say, how is that possible? These are two separate kabanos. And you're right. Says Rabbi Yossi, Yira ad shiyastayev, you have to wait until this animal gets a mum, and after it gets a mum, you'll go and sell it, and you'll take half of the money and use it for an oila, and half the money used for a shlamim. That's the simple case. But there's an additional case which is brought in Masechta Zvachim, and that is, we want to know what's the real reason for Rav Meir. Is it Rav Meir that holds because it's a contradiction, therefore, Tofes Lashon Rishon? Or is it because, perhaps, Rav Meir says, maybe this person had a change of heart. Initially he wanted it to be an oila. And then he thought about it for a second, or a millisecond, he says, no, I don't want to be an oila. Oila, that's ridiculous. I won't have any hanor. I want to be able to go and feed my family and feed my friends. If I have a shlamim, for the next 2 days we'll have a meat supply. Ah, geschmack. I changed my mind. And I want to go and make it into a shlamim. Says Rav Meir, you can't change your mind. One, it's an oila. Oila chapzachon, the first second, it catches it. You're an oila and you can't go and change your mind subsequently. So there's a question, what does Rav Meir hold in such a case when... what's the reasoning, what's the logic of Rav Meir that he says Tofes Lashon Rishon? Is the reason because the two terms are contradictory, and so therefore we stay with the first? Or is it because I have a chashad that maybe he's trying to change his mind, we don't allow him to change his mind? Where's the nafkamina between these two reasons? The nafkamina will be if he says, you, behema, you should be chatzi tmuras oila, and chatzi tmura shlamim. Oh, since he started off by referring to chatzi, chatzia, oila, chatzia shlamim, it's crystal clear that from the very first second he intended this to be half and half. Not that he had a change of heart. So what does Rav Meir hold in such a case? A machloikis Abaye v'Rava. Abaye says that the real reason for Rav Meir is because we are afraid he's changing his mind. But if he says chutzi chutzi, it's clear that from his original, from the inception, he had in mind to have both an oila and a shlamim, and therefore Rav Meir will agree in such a case to Rav Yossi that it's both, that's an oila and a shlamim together. But Rava says no, adayin hi machloikis, even in the case of chutzi chutzi, says Rav Meir, we're going to go with tofes lashon rishon. And that's what the Gemara means over here when it says Adain Himachloikis, even though he says Chotzi Chotzi. But you're going to ask me, but if he only said Chotzi Oila, then how does it become a total Oila? And the answer is because by a Korban Oila, as well as by other Kabbanis, it says that if you are Matfis, you're Maktish, an Aver Shanashoma Tluya boy, which is a real major part of the animal, then guess what? Automatically the Kedusha will spread to the rest of the animal. And since when you say Chotzi, you're referring to half of the head, and half of the lungs, and half of the chest, and half of the vital organs, and even if it's not half of all of them, but it's got to be half of some of them, therefore, it automatically, when you say Chutzi Oila, the whole thing spreads and becomes a total Oila. Okay, so we have those two introductions, that the Achirim hold in the Shechita L'Besoif, and the Daini Machloikis, Hilkach, and therefore, getting back to our case now, remember, what was the case? That the Shoichet said, Mulim first, kosher. If he said Arelim first, no good, it's possible. Says Mar Hilkach. Hiktem Mulim la Arelim, Mulim chayli, Arelim loy chayli. If he says Mulim first and Arelim second, you know why it's going to go Michal? Because the person, when he is doing the Shechita, even if he started off at the outset of the Shechita saying, Mulim va'arelim, he wrote saying that this shechita should be for mulim va'arelim. The first time that those words will have any validity, any efficacy, will only be at the concluding moment, eina l'shechita ela b'soif, at the very final moment. And at that final moment, he said, mulim va'arelim. By the time he said arelim, it's all over. Because ein l'shechita ela b'soif, that last second, you can't say two words at one time. You can only say one word at a time. And even though we heard him say subsequently, arelim, I don't care. Because Rava holds that when Rav Meir said, tofes lashon rishon, it has nothing to do with changing your mind. Or if he had intended to say both at one time. That is of absolutely no consequence. Tofes lashon rishon, we hop on the first thing that he said. So therefore, if he said originally mulim and then arelim, then mulim chayli, arelim lechayli. The first word mulim, he chapped a rein at the moment of the shechita besoif. That was good. The arelim was not good. He said the words mulim v'arelim already at the outset of the shechita, but that had no validity until, or it had no relevance until the final moment. So at the final moment, what do we hear him saying? Mulim. Even though he said it a half a second ago, or 2 seconds ago. So the Arelim portion falls away, only the Mulim stays. I know that his intention all along was Mulim Varelim, because I heard him say Mulim Varelim. Makes no difference, Rava says, Adayin Himachlikas. On the other hand, Hiktam Arelim the Mulim, if he said Arelim before Mulim, then Arelim Chayli, then at that final moment, in L'shchita El L'Besoif, then the Arelim part was Chal, because that was the first thing that he said. The mulim loy chayli. The mulim was never chal. But I know that he meant arelim mulim because I heard him say arelim mulim. Makes no difference. This goes according to Rava. Adain hi machloikis. Even if I know for sure, because he said chatzi oila and chutzi shlamim. Makes no difference. As soon as he said chatzi oila, it's all over. Forget about the chatzi shlam. Here too, as soon as he said the arelim, even though subsequently he said the mulim, it's all over. He said arelim. And that's why it's not kosher. So that's why, says Zimor, that's the first pshat l'choira in this braisa, le'imekosav riachayrim, that the svara is ein l'shchita l'besoif, and like Rava. Omer Rava, loy, you have no hechrech to say that that's pshat. Lo'oylem kosav riachayrim, yeshna l'shchita metchila bat soif. You could really say that the achayrim hold that shchita goes from beginning to end. V'achamai iskina gegoin shigoma b'liba l'travayu, that we know for sure he wanted to take both. We heard him say both. Bein l'mulim, bein l'arelim. V'hoitzi b'fiv l'arelim, and he started saying arelim umulim. He was moitzi b'fiv, he already said it out loud, arelim. V'hispik l'im l'mulim achinig v'shchita b'arelim. And he wasn't able to go and finish off saying the word mulim until the shchita was over. Meaning that this shoichit was able to shecht at lightning speed. And for those of you that have never been to a shlachtos, if you were to go, you would see that the shoichtim shecht so quickly If you sneeze, it's all over. If you breathe, it's all over. It goes like this, 1, 2, 3. Aha. So therefore, even if you hold yesh l'shchita b'tchila v'atzoif, if he is saying the words, arei l'mamulim, by the time he finished off the limb of arei lim, it's all over, the shchita was finished. Are you going to go and tell me? But ein piv v'liboy shavim, because his peh was only able to say areilim within that half a second. But he obviously intended both areilim umulim, because we see that he said areilim umulim. So what's the machlokes between acherim, which is Reb Meir? Now the Gemara identifies acherim as being Reb Meir. The Reb Meir sabaloi bein piv v'shavim. I don't care what he had in his mind. I only care what he uttered with his mouth. If he said with his mouth, Areilim, you're stuck with it. Even though his kavana was originally for Areilim and Mumin. Rabbanan Sari, Ba'inan, Pivali, Ba'ishavim, no. Since it's clear from his mouth that he intended Areilim and Mulim, even though he was stuck at the end of the word Areilim by the time he finished the Shechita, if Ein Pivali, Ba'ishavim, then we throw out what he said, because the peh and the lev are not the same, so the whole thing becomes nonsense. We forget about it, and therefore it's a kosher carbon. It's as if he said nothing. Zok di Gemara. So that's pshat number two. Vreit di Mervik Asavar, Remeir, Levinin, Pivoli, Beishavin. Is that what Remeir really holds? Or Aminu, I'll show you that Remeir does not require, I'm sorry, that Remeir does require Pivoli, Beishavin. Where do I see? You have a farmer. He wants to give truma some maisrois. And initially, of course, you give truma to the kohen, 2%, 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. And then after that, you take 10% and you give it for maser rishoin. And then the next 10% are either maser sheni or maser ani. And guess what? His kavana was to do it the normal seder. Truma first and maser second. But as he's doing his yiratzoin to go and be mafrish the truma, by accident he said the word meiser. But his kavana was truma. Oh, the other way around. He wanted to say meiser, and he said truma. What's the din? As we'll see in a moment, loy omar klum. His diba was obviously faulty. It was erroneous. Gornished. Or another case. Oysheini nichlas labayezeh. You have someone who lives down the street. His name is Yankel Smith. I don't like Yankel Smith. Why don't I like him? Because he does all types of funny things which I just cannot live with. I make a shvua. I am not going to walk into the home of Yankel Smith. But guess what? My tongue and my lips tricked me. And instead of saying Yankel Smith, I said Yankel Jones. He meant to say She'eni Nichlas Abayezeh V'Omelezeh. By accident, instead of Yankel Smith, he said Yankel Jones. Or She'eni Nenelezeh. Yankel Smith is making a big Kiddush the Shabbos. I don't want to have anor from Yankel Smith's Kiddush. Guess what? Yankel Jones is also making Kiddush the Shabbos across the street at the other shul. But instead of saying Yankel Smith, he said Yankel Jones. In both cases, lo yomar klum, both in the case of the truma and the meiser, and in the case of eini nichlas l'bayezeh, v'omel lezeh, eini nena lezeh, v'yom lezeh, all of these cases, lo yomar klum, whatever he said is worthless. It has no legal relevance. Atchu piv v'libo shafin. Now, it doesn't tell us who the Tana of this braisa is. I'm sorry, of this Mishnah is. A Mishnah Masechtas Trumais. But says Rashi, whenever you have the Stam Mishnah, you automatically are going to assume that it's Remeir. So, Kum Tachos, you're telling me Remeir a second ago in our Braisa here on the Omid Beis, that's the Acherim. And the Svarah that he said, the reason why there's a difference between Mulam and Areilim and Mulam is because Loi Be'inan Piv Vali Baishavin. But I see from the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas that you do have to have Piv Vali Baishavin. And therefore, L'chayr, that Pshat falls away. Therefore, Elam Abaya, Pshat number three. Reish of the Omer Simen Rishai, Lemulim Simen Sheini, Afle Areilim. Oh, the Shoichet is shechting two simonim. That's the Kona and the Vaishet. Both the windpipe and the food pipe. At the time of shechting the windpipe, he says, I'm shechting Lemulim. After that, when he shechs the food pipe, the second pipe, Siman Sheni, he says, Af Larelem. Oh, to be Siman Sheni, Nami Psichi Bei Mulin. Both halves, that means both Simonim, are kosher. Why are they kosher? The first one, he said, Lemulim. Mulim, of course, are kosher. Mulim are people that had a bris. So that's perfect. That's not a problem. Even the Siman Sheni, he said, Af Larelem, meaning both Mulim and Arelim B'Siman Sheni, and that we said in our Mishnah, as long as you have Mulim mixed in, that's also kosher. The B'Siman Sheni Nami Psichibei. Psichibei means involved or mixed in are also Mulim. So that's kosher. And that's why the Achirim say Mulim V'Arelim is kosher. Say for the Omer Siman Rishon Arelim, Siman Sheni Lemulim, or Af Lemulim, that the Siman Rishon did exclusively for Arelim. The second simon was mulim as well. Oh, the simon rishon holoi psichi bei mulim. That first simon that he shechted, that was only for arelim, because the af only goes on the second simon. The second simon was fine, but the first simon was no good because it was only for arelim. So big deal. Don't you look at the whole shechita together as a package deal instead of splitting it first simon, second simon. What is that all about? Mefagle mechutzi matir. So we have to remind ourselves of a gemara that learned in Masechtas Menachos, where normally every single carbon has a matir and a nitar. The matir by a regular carbon that you shecht, that is the zrikas adam. When you do the zrikas adam, now this carbon is kosher, fine, aledikt, whatever happens after that, although the mitzvah, you're supposed to go and eat from the carbon, you're supposed to put the aymerin on the mizbeach, but that's all after the fact. The ikar is the zrika is the matir. And in fact, as a result of the zrika being the matir, now the kahanim can eat their portion of the carbon, the balim can eat their portion if it's kachim kalim, you can put on the mizbeach, the aymerin, you need that zrika to be matir. So the zrika is the matir, and everything else are the nitar, or the nitarim. When it comes to a carbon mincha, you have a double matir. Because if you want to go and eat a carbon mincha, what you have to do is, first you have to go and be makter on the mizbeach, the kmitza, and you also have to be makter the levoina. Levoina means incense. The kmitza is the three fingers that you go and dig into the your kli sharis where you have the carbon mincha. That's the kmitza. You have to put that on the mizbeach. You have to first wipe it off from both sides to make sure that it's only a kmitza, and then you have to put the levoina. Levoina is the incense. Okay, so now there's a din of pigul. What's the din of pigul? Pigul means that if at the time the mushal of the matir, the mushal by the zrikas adam, if you have in mind that you're going to go and eat this carbon tomorrow instead of today, your average carbon you can only eat the yom v'layla, and therefore I have in mind to go and eat it tomorrow. That's a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi. Or I have a machshava of chutz l'mkoyma, I'm going to eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash, or outside Yerushalayim, depending on the carbon. So those are machshavas that are mefagel. Okay, same thing can happen now with the carbon mincha. Carbon mincha, I have the two matirim together. Who the two matirim? You have the kmitza, and I have the levoina. If at the time that I'm being makter the kmitza, and then putting on the levoina, if I say by both of them, I hope to eat this carbon tomorrow, then the carbon is going to be pigul. The question is, what happens if only one of the two did he have this machshava mifagelis? Meaning, either only by the kmitza, or only by the levoina, did he say, I'm going to eat it tomorrow, either chutz l'zmanoi or chutz l'mkoymoi? Then we already have a machloikis, where a meir holds mefagle mechutzi matir. It's enough, even if you only had this machshavas pigel by either the kmitza or by the levoina, that's already enough. And the chum say, no, Rabbanu Tamai di Amri, ein mefagle mechutzi matir, you have to mefagle both of them together, otherwise it doesn't become pigel. So in the case of mincha, the two matirim that work in tandem to become one matir, the kmitza and levoina. What this brayse is telling us, according to this final pshat, is that the same thing, every time you do a shechita, you have two parts of the matir. What are the two parts of the matir? The first simen and the second simen. Says Rameir, says Abaye in this final pshat, you don't need to have a bad machshava from beginning to end, as long as you have a bad machshava in one of the two simonim, doshi shen ginuk, that's already enough. Ah, so as long as he had a machshava of areilim by the first simon, bum, the whole carbon is basel, even though the second simon he put in areilim, mitmulim, and areilim. Shkoyach. But since we hold mafaglim chotzi matir, you look at each simon individually, and since the first simon he only said areilim, the carbon is possible according to acherim, according to ameh. However, if the first part he said only mulim, then it's okay, because the mulim part is fine, and the second part was mulim and areilim together, because he said af areilim. So that's also fine. But in the case of areilim first, it was only areilim on simon echad. The second one had areilim and mulim, but it couldn't rescue the carbon anymore because mafaglim mechotzi matir or poislin be simon echad. And that's the three pshatim that we have in the Braisa, where acherim disagree with our Mishnah, and they say that if it's areilim first and mulim second, the carbon is possible. And now we start on a brand new inyan rabbeisai, ultimate carbon Pesach, but we talk about there's a posik in the Torah, loy sizbach al chometz dam zivchi. Here's another very similar posik, loy sishchat al chometz dam zivchi. Why we need both psukim, we're going to talk about tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem, on Sunday. But what happens if a person goes and checks the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach in the Azara, the way you're supposed to? But the problem is he still had chometz in his possession. What means in his possession? We'll see in a moment. Does that mean that he has it with him in the Azara? Or is it enough that he has it in his home? We'll talk about that in Mi'at Hashem on the Amud Beis. But the point is, the Shoicheres HaPesach, Al HaChometz, the reason why the Mishnah uses the term Al HaChometz, because that's the Lashon HaPosik, Loi Sishchat Al Chometz Dam Zivchi. The person who shechs and he has Chometz, Oiver Beloi, says he, Oiver on this Avera of Loi Sishchat, and if he does it, Chas Shalom, he gets, and he had Hasra, he gets Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Af HaTomid. The same thing applies to the Karban Tamid on Erev Pesach. As you all know, you shecht the Karban Tamid before the Karban Pesach. If at that time the Shoichet has with him Chometz, he's over on the Isser of Le Sishchar Al Chometz Dam Zivchi. And you're saying to yourself, what, but that's Dam Zivchi, isn't that referring to the Karban Pesach? And this is the Karban Tamid. The Gemara will discuss that in Mi'at Hashem tomorrow. We'll see where Rabbi Yehuda is coming from, that he says it includes the Karban Tamid. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, HaPesach barba also lishmoi chayiv, v'shaloi lishmoi is potter. If you brought the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and you have chametz with you, you're chayiv on the iser of leisishchar al chametz dam zivchi. However, what happens if it's shaloi lishmoi? As the shoychin is shechting the carbon, he says, Rabbeisai, I don't want this to be a Karban Pesach, I want this to be a carbon shlomim. That carbon would be possible. Remember, we had that a couple of blad ago in the Mishnah, that if any one of the four avoidos, he had a machshava shaloi lishmoi, it becomes a possible carbon. So this carbon is going to become possible, and if he has the chometz with him, he's going to be potter from the lav. It's a little bit ironic, because if it's a kosher carbon, we throw the books at him. You did it lishma, and you have your chometz, your oivel sishchat. However, if he passed the carbon, by saying that this carbon should be l'shem shlamim, and he has the chometz with him, he has two strikes against him. He is shechting it shaloi l'shma, which we know by carbon Pesach means it's possible, and he also has chometz with him. Guess what? He's going to be potter on the chometz. Well, why is he going to be potter on that? Well, what's going on? Explains Rashi. Reb Shimon l'shitosed, Reb Shimon holds, shchita she'ene re'uya lav shma shchita. If the shechita is not in any way matir this carbon, or is not machshir this flesh to be able to eat, it was a failure. The shechita was a failure. It's not called shechita. And the only is in the Torah is like sishchar al chametz. I didn't do a shechita. The shechita was a posle shechita. Why was the shechita here a posle shechita? Because it's talking about that he did it shaloi lishmai, and therefore there was no shechita, and the whole thing falls away. Now that's by the Karban Pesach, says Reb Shimon Vayta. V'shar zvachim, B'shar kol hazvachim. What happens if he shechted anything else on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? Bein lishmon, bein shaloi lishmon. Say if he shechted them lishmoy. In other words, for instance, he shechted a korban shlomim in the afternoon, and he had with him chametz. Or he shechted shaloi lishmon. He had a korban shlomim, and he had in mind for an oila, or something else. He's going to be potur. Why is he potter? Because in Erev Pesach, you're only chayiv on the Karban Pesach. And according to Reb Shimon, there's got to be a Karban Pesach lishmoy. Even a Karban Pesach shaloi lishmoy. Since you went and changed it from Karban Pesach to a shlomim or something else, you're potter. So any other Karban, whether it's lishmoy, shaloi lishmoy, and Erev Pesach, you're potter. With the possible exclusion of a tamid, like Reb Yehuda said, the Mishnah doesn't address what Reb Shimon holds by a Karban tamid. However, Ubimoyed, what happens if the same thing were to occur 2 days later on Cholamoyed, that we took a Karban Pesach, and we shechted it l'shem Karban Pesach? Why didn't I go and shecht it on Erev Pesach? Maybe because it made a plata, and now we found it, and I'm now bringing the Karban Pesach on Cholamoyed. If I'm shechting it l'shmoy, l'shem Karban Pesach, it's potter. Because a Karban Pesach, any other day of the year, other than Erev Pesach, if you shecht a Karban Pesach, it's a possible karban. Since it's not a shechita ru'uya, Reb Shimon is still talking, shechita she'en ru'uya, lav shmo shechita, you're pot. However, shaloi lishmoy, if you took that same Karban Pesach and said, Rabbeisai, as you know, it's no longer Erev Pesach, I have in mind now for a karban shlomim, oh, karban shlomim, even though it's not Erev Pesach anymore, but if you still have with you chomet, you're going to be chayiv on lisishchet al chomet dam zivchi. Why isn't that pasuk only talking about a Karban Pesach, not about Shaar Zvachim? That's going to be mentioned tomorrow's Gemara. The Gemara is going to learn it from two psukim in Yetz Hashem. V'shaar kol hazvachim. Oh, we just finished that. B'moy lishmoy patash lo lishmoy chayiv, that's talking about the Karban Pesach. V'shaar kol hazvachim, any other Karban that you bring on cholam moyid, bein lishmon, bein shaloy lishmon, you're going to be chayiv. So cholam moed is a dafkim in between. If you take the Karban Pesach and you do it lishmoy, that's a shechita she'ena ru'uya. If you have that same Karban Pesach and you mishan Hashem and you make it into a shlomim, you're chayv. Shaar kol hazvachim, any other carbon, whether it's an oil or it's a shlomim, tziachatas, an osham, b'chor, mas, anything else besides Karban Pesach. Anything else being lishmon, mishloy lishmon, and you're shechting it on cholam moed, since all of these karbonis are kosher karbonos, you're over on the Israel loisishchad al chametz dam zivchi, you're chayv. Now, by the way, Rabbi Say, Rashi points out, that's over and above the Isser of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yematze, because you're not allowed to have chametz in Yishus, even if you're not doing any shechita. What the Mishnah is telling us is, that if in addition to having chametz during cholamoid, you also go and shecht a carbon cholamoid, and it's a kosher carbon, Bein lishma, bein shaloi lishma, with the exception of the Karban Pesach, or the Karban Chatos, like the Mishnah tells us in a moment, it's a kosher Karban, you'll be over on the Isser of Leisishchat, and the person will potentially then get two separate Malkusim. One for the Bal Yiroh, Bal Yematzeh, that he has the Chometz in his Shus, and number two, for being over the Isser of Leisishchat al Chometz Dam Zivchi. Chutz ben Chatos, the only exception to the rule would be a Karban Chatos, if you shechta shaloi lishma, since the first Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim says a chata shaloi lishma is a pasul karbin, all other karbanis are kosher, with the exception of chatas and pesach. All other karbanis are kosher. So therefore, it's a shechita ruya. You're over loy sishchat, but not by karm chatas. If you did shaloi lishma, you're not over the iser of loy sishchat, dam sifchi, etc. Sishchat al chametz dam sifchi. Okay, let's focus on again the beginning of the Mishnah. We said that if you shecht the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach and you have chametz present, you're over on the loisessa. Om Reb Shimon Lakish li oilam enei chayiv ad she ha chametz l'shoichit oil l'zoyrik oil l'echem mevdei achabura. This is not a brisa. This is Reish Lakish talking. Reish Lakish, as you know, an amoira, he says if you want to be chayiv on the isur, the chametz has to be either with the shoichet, or with the zoyrik, or with echem nechabura, that is bringing this Karban Pesach with chametz. Aha. Now the reason for the shoichet is, it says in the pasuk, loy sishchat. The reason for the Zoyrik, explains Rashi, because it says in the Pasuk, Lo Sishchat al Chometz Dam Zivchi. That the word Dam seems to be out of place. You don't shecht blood, you shecht the carbon. The Chari should have said, Lo Sishchat al Chometz Zivchi. Why does it say al Dam Zivchi? Dam comes to include not only the Shoichit, but also the Zoyrek is also chayef if he has with him any chametz. But not only that, but even if one of the Bnei Chabura, one of the registrants on this particular carbon, if they had with them any chametz, again, you would be oyve. Who would be the person who would be oyve? Says the top toisvis, it will be the shoichit and the Zoyrek. The Ech Bnei Chabura would not be chayef, but the shoichit and Zoyrek would be chayef. Obviously, they have to know that there's chametz there, otherwise they're innocent. But if they know that there's chametz there, that one of Bnei Chabura has it, they have to say, Bnei Chabura, eradicate, destroy that chametz, get it out of here. I don't want to be over the din of Leis Ishchat. But now Reish Lakish adds another very important requirement, which is going to occupy us now for most of the rest of the Amud. And that is, says Reish Lakish, Ve'ad shehei imoy ba'azara, the chametz has to be present. You should be able to go with a YouTube, with a camera, and say, oh, there is chametz, I see the chametz here in the Azara, when the shoichit is shechting, or the zoyrik is being zoyrik the dam. But the chametz has to belong to one of those three, either to the shoichit, to the zoyrik, or one of the minuyim. What happens if there's chametz there because someone from a different carbon Pesach, or there just happens to be some leftover chametz from somewhere, from who knows where, lying there in the Azara? Then there's no problem. It's got to be for the shoichit, the zoyrik, echem nechabura. And it's got to be in the Azara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afal Pisha Eini Mo Azara, even if it's not in the Azara, you're also Oyve the Isser. So if the Shoichet, for instance, has the Chometz in his refrigerator at home, in his pantry, in his freezer, he's also going to be Oyve the Isser of the Sishchat Al Chometz Dam Zivchi. Okay, so we have a Machlokes between Shlokesh and Rabbi Yochanan, whether or not the Chometz has to be Bazara or not. So Freitim Mo Maika Mefligi, what is the Machlokes? Maybe the machlokes is in the definition of the word al. Remember, it says in the pasuk, "Loi sishchat al chometz dam zivchi." It says al. Now, literally, that would mean that you're shechting an animal, and the animal is lying on top of a piece of bread, on the top of a roll. So, don't loi sishchat al chometz. Don't shecht if there's chometz underneath the animal. But that's not the pshat in the pasuk. Pshat in the Pasuk is the word al means near or next to. Where do we have that same usage? Says Rashi in Parshas Bamidbar, where we're talking about the physical structure and configuration of the Shvatim in the Midbar. The Shvatim were all surrounding the Mishkan and the Machna Levia. So it says in there in the Pasuk, V'olav Mati Menashe. In addition to the preceding Shevet, Olav. Now, it doesn't mean Olav Mati Menashe, the people of Mati Menashe lived on the second floor of a two-story building. That doesn't mean Olav. Olav means next to them. We had that first Shevet, and Olav next to them. Oh, so the question over here is, how next to does the Chometz have to be? Then what it says in the Pasuk, Leisishvet al chametz means v'samach, very close. Very close means here in the Azara. Rabbi Yochanan Sovel in an al v'samach. Okay, near doesn't have to be in the Azara. It could be even outside the Azara. That's close enough. Freiti Morb, if that's the machloikis, for if the gubach chadazimna, this is shown an alta machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. We already had this machloikis, the gabi, the halacha of lachmei toida. A person who wants to bring a carbon toida to the Beis HaMikdash, she has to add 40 chalois, or 40 lachmim, four different species. One of them is chometz, and the other three are matzois. Okay, now how do you go and get 40 lachmim? So, we'll learn Maseches Menachos. You can even go and bake these lachmim at home. All you have to do when you're baking them is you have to go and say, I makdish them for a karm toide. And then automatically they get kedushas domim. However, when do they get kedushas haguf? Only at the time of the shechita of the karm toide in the Beis HaMikdash. At that split second. when the shoychet is shechting, then the 40 chalas get imbued with kedushas haguf. If you're wondering what's the difference between kedushas dam and kedushas haguf, Rashi gives a whole bunch of examples. For instance, what happens if these lachmei toida get touched by a dead sheret or by an avela, etc.? They become tameh. If they only have kedushas damim, I can be poida them immediately. If they have kedushas haguf, if they came tameh, I cannot go and be poided, I can only burn them im nitmu yisrafu. Anyway, Rashi gives a number of differences. But the point is, one do lachmei toida to become kedusha saguf only at the time of shechita. Now, where do those lachmei toida have to be residing at the time of the shechita? That's a machloikis that now we learned in the Mishnah. Hashoichet toida lefnim. A person who shechs a karm toida lefnim means inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Azara. Now, in my Gemara, and probably in most of your Gemaras, there's a terrible printing mistake, because it says, lachoyma. We don't mean lachoyma. We mean v'lachma chutz lachoyma. The lachmei toida were outside the choyma, outside the wall. I don't know, is somebody saying something? Somebody has a comment? Your art school has lachma already? You are very, very fortunate, because I am looking at an art scroll Gemara as we speak, and it says v'lachoyma. Anybody else also has lachoyma, or I'm the only crazy guy? He also says lachma. Oh, Baruch Hashem. What did Barry, what does it say in your Gemara? But what does it say? It says lachma chutz lachoyma?
I'm looking at
okay, and so on the seventh line, the first word on the line, you have lachma.
Yes.
Okay, and David Reese, what do you have?
Chutz
l'chaima is good, but what does it say before chutz l'chaima?
Lachma.
Okay. Lachma. Okay, so I'm the only one that has this bad Gemara. Okay, I'm sorry. But anyway, I'm sorry, David. Oh, you have it. You don't even have a Gemara. You're looking at your iPad. Ah, that's a different story. Okay, anyway, when they invented the iPads, they already corrected it by then. So it says, Ashoichet toida lefnim, and v'lachma chutz l'chayma, and the lechem was outside the wall. We don't know which wall yet. It says, loy kiddush halechem. The lachmei toida do not get imbued with kedushas haguf. Which chayma are you talking about? Rabbi Yochanan Amar chutz l'chayma's beis pagi. Chaimis Beis Pagi means the Chaimah on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. I don't know if it's the Chaimah that they have today, and whether you can identify where the Chaimis Beis Pagi is, but it means at the outskirts of Yerushalayim, which presumably was a few miles from the Azara. If the Lachmei Toida are beyond the city limits, they do not get imbued with Kedusha. However, Rabbi Yochanan holds, even though it's outside the Azara, it's a block away, it's a mile away, but it's outside the Azara, it still gets Kedusha v'loy be'in and al besamach. What does it say in the Pasuk? It says in the Pasuk, v'hikriv al zevach ha'toida, chalois matzois v'lulis b'shemer, kike matzim b'shuch m'shomen. It says v'hikriv al zevach ha'toida. Says Rabbi Yochanan, al doesn't mean right next to it, a block away, a mile away is also next to it, as long as it's not outside the wall of the base. Pagi Yerushalayim. But Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, afilu chutz l'chaim is azara loy kaddish, because al be'in and al besamach. Kum t'choy z'machloik Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, whether al means besamach or even far. Why do they have to have this machloikis over here by uns, by the din of the Isser of Lechishchar al-Chom, it's Tam Zivchi? We already have this machloikis a long time ago in the case of the Lachmei Toida. Why do we have to repeat the machloikis twice? I mean, it could be that our machloikis here preceded the machloikis of Lachmei Toida. But the point is, why do they have to have the same machloikis both times? They should go and declare one time, al means besamach or not besamach, and then apply it in each case. And that's, so therefore the Gemara feels that this is not a good pshat in their machlekes. And therefore, el basra safik mefi. Oh, the machlekes is going to be asra safik. So Tumor ben Hod, oh Nami, Hopligi Bachar Zimna. Now, what would be the machlok of the Gabi Asroa Safik? The din of Asroa Safik is what happens if you give Asroa to somebody and you don't know whether the person is really going to be over, yes or no. It's, the whole thing is a big question mark. So Rabbi Yochanan holds Asroa Safik, Shmo Hasro, and Rish Lakish says, Hasro, Fik Safik, Lav Shmo Hasro. So now, I have a shoychet over here who's shechting in the base. Maybe she's shechting kabanos. And all of a sudden, I get an email from a suspicious source. I think it's a malicious email. But this email says that this shoychet has chometz in his home. And I go over together with somebody else, and I go over to the shoychet and say, Mr. Shoychet, I just heard terrible news. I don't know whether this is real news or whether it's fake news. I don't know. We don't know anything today whether it's real news or fake news. And so therefore, I go over to the Shoichet and I tell him, Mr. Shoichet, if you happen to have chometz at home in your ishus, guess what? You're going to be over in the Isra of Sizbach, Sishchar, Al Chometz, Dam Zivchi, and you're going to go and get Malkus. So, when I give that straw, I don't know whether he has it or not. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if ultimately we find that he had chometz at home, and this was real news, not fake news, he's going to go and get Malkus. According to Rish Lakish, since at the time that I gave that Hasra, I didn't know, because the chometz was not there in the Azara. Hasra Safik, Lav Shmo Hasra. You want to give this guy Malkus? The chometz has to be in the Azara itself, where I can identify it belongs to the Shoichet, it's his chometz, then I can give Hasra's Vadai and not Hasra's Safik. Ah, so that's the machlokes now between Birch and Rish Lakish, the Gabi Hasra's Safik. But Frank Timur, if that's the machlokes, they already argued about that in another case. Where was that other case? Frank Timur, Hapligi Bachad Zimna di Itmar. Person makes a shvua at 9 o'clock in the morning, and he points to a kikar, to a loaf of bread, and he says, "Rabbeisai, I'm going to eat that kikar today, and I make a shvua and a solemn oath that I'm going to eat it today." And hours start passing. It's no longer 9 o'clock; it's now 12 o'clock. It's now 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Two edim come to him and say, "Yankel, you better be careful, because it's soon going to be night. If you don't start eating this kikar now, you're going to be a goner. You're not going to be mekayim this din of the shvua. Hey, you said you made a shvua." "I don't care. I got plenty of time." And I go back to him at 4 o'clock and at 5 o'clock and 5:30, and I say, "It's almost shkia time." "I got plenty of time. I got plenty of time." So each time when you give that asura, you have asura safik. Is he going to be over? Is he not going to be over? Because he's still got time. The only time it wouldn't be Asra Safik, presumably, would be the last 5 minutes of the day. But otherwise, throughout the day, it would be Asra Safik. That would be one reason to pater this fellow. There's another reason why we should pater this fellow. Even if it was Asra's Vadai, guess what? If he doesn't eat the kikar, what will he be over? He'll be over that he made a false shvur, for sure. But what's causing him to make this false shvur, to be over the false shvur? The fact that he did not eat the kikar. So it was a lav she'ein by maisa. Even though the dibur was a dibur, that again depends whether the dibur is called a maisa, not a, called a maisa. But the avera of the dibur is only if he does not eat, which is ein by maisa. So we have two excellent reasons why the person should be potter from a malkis if he's over on his shvur. And those are the machlekes, the itmar. The whole day passed and he did not eat. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Amri Tavayu, they both say unanimously, "Einoi loike," but for two different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, "Einoi loike mishum dehavale lav she'ein boi maisa," like we just said. "V'chol lav she'ein boi maisa ein loike an olav." Avasro asafik shmo hasro. Rabbi Yochanan says, even though it's Asra Safik, that's still enough for Asra to go and give Malkus. The reason why the guy is potter over here, because of the Lav Shein B'Maisa. Reb Shimon Lakish Omer, "Ein Eloike, Mishim D'Havalei Asra Safik, V'Asra Safik Lav Shmo Asra, Avalei Lav Shein B'Maisa, Loike and Olav." Anyway, bottom line is what we see is that we already had another venue where Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish argued about Asra Safik. So in Bazoi, why would they have to argue another time over here in the case of the chometz, which was not present in the Azara, and I'm not sure whether he did have chometz or didn't have chometz. Is it Asura Sofik? Is it Asura Zvada? We already had this machloikas in the case of the Shavuah. And therefore, says Yigmar, you know what? Let's go back to the first pshat. The machloikas is taka on the first pshat, when it says in the Torah, Loi sishchat or loi sizbach al chometz. Al chometz dam zivchi. What does al mean? Does it mean besamach or la besamach? Does it have to be in the Azara? Doesn't it have to be in the Azara? And we asked the same machlekes he had with Gabi the lachme toida. Says Yimara, I'll tell you why they have the machlekes twice. Says Yimara, nochemol trichet. If the gule inyan chometz, if it only have the machlekes over here, have a minibah who dik amar Rabbi Yochanan deloy beinan al besamach. You know why Rabbi Yochanan here says you don't need al besamach? Mishum de iserhu. We're talking about an isur, loisishchat, an isur. V'cholecha de isa isa, wherever the chometz is, it is. In other words, it's similar to bayiro bal yimotze. What happens if I am in shul, and I have chometz at home, and it's erev Pesach before this man? I better rush home to get rid of that chometz. But I don't have it on my possession, I have it at home. That makes no difference. Kolecha de isa isa, wherever the chometz is, it is. And the same thing applies to loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. To go and imbue the lachma toida with kedusha, maybe it has to be in the Azara. Maybe ema moedel erab shemin lakish to be in an alba samach. The ise gavoi kaddish. If it's in the Azara, it gets kedusha. The loy loy kaddish. Meaning to have a kli sharis. The same thing by a kli sharis. What do you mean by kli sharis? Says Rashi. If you want to go and be mekadish, for instance, mincha, just by the fact that you have a bunch of flour, and you bring it into the Azara, and you say, Kodesh, 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 this should be holy. That's kunished. You have to put into klisharis. When you put it into the klisharis, then it gets kedusha. Oh, you know when lachmi toida become kodesh. When the lachmi toida go into the Azara becomes kodesh. And so therefore, that's why it's a special din. But the gabadi isser, maybe even if you have chametz at home, you're also awesome. So therefore, trich. That's why you have to have both the case of chametz and the case of the lachmi toida. Now forget the ashminu linyan mikadosh lechem have a min b'hachkom rish lakish to be in an al besamach to go mikadosh the lechem. It's got to be in the azar. The ise gavoi kodesh iloy loy kodesh, just like by the klisharis. Av linyan chometz moedel in Rabbi Yochanan loy be in an al besamach. Maybe in our case where you're talking about the leisishchat, after all, disuru, it's an isur. V'cholecha the ise wherever the chometz is, it is. Therefore, tzricha, that's why I have to have both cases. But the machloikas talk over here is not about the hasra sofik, but it's the din of al v'samach or not. Now, we started off with at the top of the yom that Rish Lakish says that you'd be over even if one of the b'nei chabura has the chometz in his possession. Boy b'nei rab oishi merab ami. Ein loy v'shoichet. V'yesh lo li'echem b'nei chabura ma'u. So you see that Rav Oishia either didn't hear of Reish Lakish's halacha, or he wasn't sure that Reish Lakish was correct, and he's asking the shaila, is it right that it doesn't have to be the Shoichet or the Zoyrik, but even the Bnei Chabura, what would be the din then? Mal, Amalei, Miksiv Leisishchat Al Chemtzecha, Leisishchat Al Chometz Ksiv. We're talking to the Shoichet. We said, Leisishchat, don't shecht on Chometz. Does it say Leisishchat Al Chemtzecha on your Chometz? It just says Al Chometz. So therefore, even Echem Menei Chabura, that's enough. What happens if you have someone who has Chometz somewhere else? Who says it has to be in the Azara? Who even says it has to be in Menei Chabura? Maybe if you have a person in Alaska, and he has Chometz, you're over Leisishchat Al Chometz, since it doesn't have to be Chemtzecha. How do you know it has to be Menei Chabura? Amalei, I'll tell you what has to be the Menei Chabura, because Omakra, Leisishchat V'loyolin. The same pasuk which begins, Leisishchat Al-Chometz Dam Zivchi, continues on, V'loyolin La-Boiker Zevachaga Pasach. What means Loyolin? Loyolin means either you leave over the meat, the basar of the Pesach, until the morning becomes pasul benoiser, or it could mean that you leave over the blood and you didn't do the zrikas adam in time, or you didn't go and put the emerin on the mizbeach. Any one of those would be a psul noiser, a psul lina. Now, who is that addressed to? Leisishchat al chometz hanach dekaimi alei mishum loyolin. If we're talking about loyolin laboike zevach chag pasach, pashup shat, we're talking about the meat of the Korban Pesach, the flesh, who is going to be over the Layolin if you're not going to eat it in a timely fashion? It's going to be Bnei Chabura, because they're the ones that are duty-bound to eat it before Chatzos, before the morning, to eat it in time. So therefore, by the fact that the Torah puts these two together in the same pasuk, the Laisishcha together with the Layolin is a simon even Ech Bnei Chabura, the same halach would apply that they would get Malkus. Who would get the Malkus? The top toisa says, not Ech Bnei Chabura, but either the Shoichet or the Zayik. Amra Papa, Hilkach, Kohen HaMakdus HaChelev, Ulta Oyu B'loi Sasa. Not only the Kohen who shechs, and not only the Kohen who does his Rika, but even the one that's Makta the Chelev on the Mizbeach, if he has Chomitz present, Ulta Oyu B'loi Sasa. Hoyu V'yeshna B'chlal HaLonis Emurim. Oh, because he also fits into the same Pasuk. Layolin is not only referring to don't eat the meat in time, but it's also referring to not putting the emur in time. Oh, so that kohen hamakdir is also over beloises on the loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. Says the Gemara, I'm going to bring a raya to a papa that the din of loisishchat even applies to the makdir. Tanya kavasi da papa. Hashoichir es a pesach al chometz over beloises. That says in the Torah. Any one of those three. What happens if a person has a chometz b'seifa oilim in Alaska? And Rashi says over here, Lemushal echa mebnei chabura, who's in the Beis Hamikdash, he has chometz in Alaska. Ein zokkla. You don't have to worry about that. It's got to be that he has it in b'sheinus, not b'seifa oilim. V'yechra shoichet. V'yechra zoyrik. V'yechra makter. Oh, this is the part that's the raya to Rapapa. Even the makter is chayef. Avla moylik is a oivba, but osir ainei oivba b'loy klum. So now the Bryce adds on one other thing that we didn't speak about. What happens if you did a malika sa'oif on arba osir, and you're saying, why would he do a malika sa'oif? So remember we had a few days ago in the Gemara, you're talking about a person who was mechusik kippurim, and he wanted to be able to eat from the Korban Pesach, and he forgot to go and bring his Korban Chatos. So he can still bring that even after the Tumid, and even after the Korban Pesach. What's the reason why? Because the assay of being able to eat the Korban Pesach is an assay sheyesh by Koris, and it pushes away the assay of hashlem, or le'a hashlem kol ha'kabonis kula. But the Gemara said, but you have to talk about a behema. No, we're talking about a Metzayra Ani, that is bringing a Korban Oif, and to do Malika Soif, that was Rav Chizr, remember the Machlokes Rav Chizr and Rapapa. So Rav Chizr today is talking about a Malika Soif. So the person who's Malika Soif, if he had Chometz present, Ein Oif Leizasa, no problem Leiklum. Why not? Because the Torah says Leisishchat, and Malika is not Shchit. Okay, so we finished the first Braisa. The first Braisa is clearly a Raya to Rapapa, because Rapapa said that a makter chaylev is over below Yisasa, and the Braisa says, Echad a makter. But now the Gemara is going to ask a stira with another Braisa. Remember, the first Braisa says the makter is chayiv, the molek is potter. The second Braisa says just the opposite, punk faket. So Gemara mini, Ashoich has a pesach ala chometz over below Yisasa. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, that's Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, af hatomid. No, only the Korban Pesach, not by the Korban Tamid. When is he going to be chayv? Bizman sheyesh l'shoichet, oy l'zoyrik, oy l'yech m'nei chabura, oy l'yech b'soif oylam. He has the chometz in Alaska, ain't zokaklay. You don't have to worry. Now, let's go again through the list. V'yechad ha-shoichet, v'yechad ha-zoyrik, v'yechad ha-moylek. You see, echad ha-moylek. Just the opposite of the previous price. The previous price has said the moylek is potter. Here the moylek is chayv. V'yechra maza. Maza means the one who's going to do the hazos hadam of the carbon chatzos oif. There's no zrika, there's only hazor, because there's only a drop of blood. Chayef. Avla koimitz is a mincha, ain't oiv b'loi sesa, because mincha has nothing to do with shchita, there's no leisishchat, you're potter. And a makter sa eimurin, ain't oiv b'loi sesa, if you're makter, also you're potter. So notice the second price is just the opposite of the first price. The first price said makter is chayiv, and we just got finished saying a makter ain't over, he's potter. The first price said that the moilik is potter, and the second price said the moilik is chayiv. Frank Dimara Kasha, Haktora, Malika, Malika, Kasha, Haktora, Haktora, is a double whammy, a double stira. Pray tomorrow for Tamach. Let me ask you a question. Tikshu lecha higufa diktani loy omru ela bepesach bulvod. Vahodatani echra sheikhid, viechra zarik, viechra moilik, viechra mazer. What's going on over here? Instead of just asking a stira brisa one on brisa two, don't we have a stira in one of the brises internally? What's the internal? The only din of the Isser of Loi Sishchar only refers to the Karm Pesach. Moilik is not a Karm Pesach. Malik is a Karm Chatas Oif. What are you talking about? It's a chastin in the price itself. Elaha v'ha Reb Shimon. Both prices go according to Reb Shimon. Malika Malika Lekasha Kanbar Ba'ase Kan B'choylish L'moyed. It depends. Are you talking about Arba Osar on Erev Yomtiv? Are you talking about Cholam Moyed? V'id Reb Shimon, and both of them go according to Reb Shimon. Now, what did Reb Shimon say in our Mishnah? Reb Shimon said in our Mishnah that if you brought another korban on Erev Pesach, if you did it Lishmoy, you're Chayiv Shaloy Lishmoy, your pot. If you did it during Cholam Moyed, Bein Shaloy Lishmoy, you're going to go and be Chayiv. What was the reason why? What's the difference? Because we said that if I'm on Erev Pesach, Shar Kol Hazvachim, I'm sorry, I misquoted. Back in the Mishnah, Shar Kol Hazvachim on Erev Pesach, Bein Lishmon, Bein Shaloy Lishmon, your potter. Because it's a Shechita She'ena Re'uya. Shechita She'ena Re'uya, Lav Shmo Shechita, your potter. However, if it's B'moyed and Cholam Moyed, Shar Kol Hazvachim, Bein Lishmon, Bein Shaloy Lishmon, are Chayiv. Okay, so if you do a malika on Erev Pesach, you're potter. You do a malika on Cholam Moed, you're chayiv. So the end for the stira, the malika on the malika. What about the haktor mit haktora? Haktora nami lekasha. Tanoi it's a machlekes tanoi. The ikar the makish haktora l'shchita. Remember, the whole base of the haktora was based on that the first part of the pasuk said lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi v'lo yolin chelav chagi ad boiker. So that so we were makish shchita to yolin, the one that's going to be malin, the emerin on the mizbeach. Oh, one man the yomer is makish haktor the shchita. The commandaloi makish, the other man the yomer is not makish, and therefore shchita. There is a chiyev haktorah your potter on the isra of leisishchar al chometz dam zivchi. So that's the end of today's blat. Anybody have any questions? Hearing none, of which everybody I get to vach and mitzvah tomorrow morning at approximately 5 to 8 mitzvah. We're going to continue on from the two dots here. Reb Shimon Oimer, somebody speaking in the background. Any questions, Reb Oisai? Brother Shai, speak up a little louder, please. Yes, the Lachman, the Lechaima. The Lachman, the Lechaima. Yeah. The Lachaima. It's just in the translation, there it has a Lachma. Grief, problems, error, issues. Okay, Ishakoyach. Retraction accepted. No problem. So Mitzvah, see everybody, it should be a good year, a good week, a good month. Mitzvah, tomorrow morning we're going to continue on Samach Dalid from the two dots and the Gita Shu, approximately 5 to 8. Sagi Bench, everyone, have a Gita Vach and all the best. Thank you for joining David, a Gita Vach, and the other David, everybody else, Brother Shai, etc., Barry, Kol Tov to everyone.